We travelled to Medina in a train with Amir of Ahl Sunnah. Only discussion which took long before booking the tickets was that how would we offer our salah, because we had to offer one salah during that journey. How would we make wudu? What about facing Qibla? What's Islam ruling about that? Believe you me, we had exchanged about 10 or 12 text messages discussing about salah, arrangements and rulings associated with salah, and that we should book such train which has toilet and washroom so that we can make wudu easily. Today we are talking about priority, and our foremost priority should be salah. Believe you me, Amir of Ahl Sunnah was so concerned about the timing of salah, about making wudu, about direction of Qibla, about offering salah, and will there be any place to offer salah and its ruling. Allahu Akbar. And I remember something else. As we're talking about Makkah and Medina, it was night time and we left Mina at night. Actually, it was my suggestion, that's why I was embarrassed too. Actually, in Mina, time of Isha had started and we had to go to a Haram to do Tawafu Ziyara. And I had requested Amir of Ahl Sunnah to offer Salatul Isha in Haram. We'll get reward of offering in Haram and we'll also perform Tawafu Ziyara. And I thought that we are going Haram anyway. Baba said, shall we not read here? We'll relax. I said, please, in Haram, as there are more facilities of toilet and making wudu as compared to Mina. He said, fine. Maybe he agreed to please my heart, or maybe I had requested, that's why he agreed. Now we left Mina, we came out and crossed Jamarat, and we reached that place in Azizia where you get buses. Well, initially we were few. When people saw Baba, they all joined to go to Haram with Baba, so we hired a complete bus. When bus arrived, we all boarded that bus, and few Hujjaj. Brother Salman, we boarded that bus, but you can imagine traffic in Hajj days. Believe you me, as time was passing, every hour was passing, Amir of Ahl Sunnah was becoming more concerned. What about Isha? We haven't offered yet. I was looking, Amir of Ahl Sunnah was worried. Although it was 1 o'clock in the morning, or maybe 2 o'clock, and yet there was a lot of time. Believe me, we got off bus after looking at condition of Amir of Ahl Sunnah. Said to all, we'll offer Isha first. After that, we'll go to Haram. As a coincidence, that bus had arrived somewhere near Baba's hotel. I was watching Baba's condition. He was continuously worried about Salah. I said to him, hotel is near, we get off the bus, we offer Salatul Isha first, get relaxed, and then we'll go there. Do you know what happened? We offered Salatul Isha. Baba said, we'll go after offering Salatul Fajr. Subhanallah, this was his preference, priority for Salah. Awake all night. And our Shaykh had just one concern, which was Salah. After that, we went to Haram for Tawafu Ziyarah. From this, we learned everything is on one side. Preference should be for Salah. Priority is for Fard.